News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, CAO applications for third level courses have risen by nearly 9%. Some courses seeing more than 20% more applications compared to last year. That's according to new data released this morning. Gemma Lawler, guidance counsellor at Tyndall College, Carlo, joins us. Gemma, it would seem points will be rising in some courses. Quite big increases in demand for some of them.
Yes, Shane, good morning to you. There's the huge rise in certain areas. For example, dentistry, which is a very small cohort of places anyway, has risen by a huge 41%. And you know, it's very worrying, I suppose, for parents and for young people who are coming into the Leaving Cert now to get this news. But the reasons are fairly straightforward, that we have a larger demographic of students going into third level, wishing to go into third level, and therefore not as many places. But look, that's why there's a huge increase in the most obvious areas.
Yeah, I'm just looking at some of the areas. Construction, engineering and architecture. Is that presumably related to people thinking, well, you know what, there's a huge demand for housing. That's going to be a growth area in the coming 20 years.
I was just looking at the statistics. I'm thinking people are thinking, where are the jobs going to be? Where is the need? And I think that is shown out throughout all the statistics that have come out. For example, arts is down in mentions by 89%. So arts and that whole area of humanities mentions down by 89%. My worry is, of course, that, you know, I hope students are really reflecting on their own personalities and their own attitudes.
I was actually just about to make that point. I was going to say, okay, do I sound really old-fashioned and naive to say, how about just doing something that you actually love and are interested in, rather than thinking about where's the growth area going to be in the next 20, 30 years?
Well, there has to be a balance, Shane. There has to be a balance. There's no point in going after a job unless you actually have the aptitude and the love and the passion and the determination to do well in it. And that's why, you know, guidance is so very important for these students at this stage. They have up to 20 choices, 10 on level 8 and 10 on level 6 and 7. They should really reflect who they are as an individual person and what is the best path for them,
yeah,
rather than looking towards, you know, where's the gap in jobs.
Do you know what question I absolutely hate when I tell, you know, my son's doing X course and they say, what'll he be when he's finished that? I just got my heart sinks a little bit when that question. I actually think it's quite, maybe it's an old mindset that, you know, you had to do a study for a certain career. I mean, the world has changed dramatically since then, hasn't it?
Oh, very much so. Very much so. We look at this generation and predict that most of them will have a range of careers over their lifetime, changing every 5, 6, 7 years to a different career and changing their training and changing their outlook and changing their skills, because an awful lot of them, the careers are based on transferable skills. But yes, you know, a good cohort of students have the opportunity to go to university and actually, you know, do what they love and what they're interested in, and then look forward to training it as a particular something that would be useful to society. But okay, there is a cohort who need to get a job and need to support their families, so they are very career focused at this stage. So that there is a balance. And yeah, it's wonderful if people get the opportunity to go to college. But more importantly, it's wonderful if they go to college and they choose a course that is right for them.
I couldn't agree more. Just before you go, just based on these figures, there seems to be, as you were saying, up, so huge demand up in some areas and then down in others. Do you think we're going to see big fluctuations in points after the Leaving Cert results are announced?
I think the issue is that the numbers of people applying to the courses that are available at the moment has increased exponentially. The problem is they can't increase the number of places on courses just because the numbers have increased. There's an awful lot of planning that goes into an awful lot of courses, for example, physio, pharmaceuticals, medical courses, engineering courses that require clinical space. So if you can imagine, you know, an arts degree, you can fit another 100 into the course, no problem. But if you have to accommodate students who have to do experiments, who need lab space and so on, you can't just decide we're going to increase the number of places. So I would assume then that we could expect, unfortunately, that the points are going to rise, yes.
Okay, Gemma Lawler, Guidance Counsellor at Tyndall College. Carlo, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.